With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
I would feel indifferent about that.
Well, those are the numbers that I really look at. I mean, yeah, it's nice to see, you know, that it makes horsepower, you know, 800-900 horsepower.
That atmosphere in most class races can't stand the pressure of the grudge race atmosphere.
He ran home, got in his yard, and said, "Hey, I beat you up, I run."
He made that shake. I seen him made a shake down. I bowed down.
When is this race going down? Man, I got to be there to see this.
I think the smaller the tire, the quicker the reaction. The shorter the rollout. The larger the tire, the longer the rollout.
Damn, that is in theory correct, but there is a, you can go too far.
What? Okay, run. I'll tell you what, I run Tib on my motor. He could run his spray. Run me the quarter mile. Let that 632 get to winding. Oh, come on now. You talking all this shit about the big tires. Come on. I'll take the bottle out of the car. And
don't do that, man. Don't do that, Mr. Chip. Don't do him like that, Mr. Chip. God dang, you gonna shut the power off?
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the hardest drag racers I know. One of the toughest rated racers that took me out of many times. We had fun. So you can hold it down, girl. You can hold it down, Hayden.
Maybe a little bit of both. Probably more intimidating, I would think. Because they don't want to lose to a girl. I will, especially if I beat them, I'm sure they feel like really embarrassed or stupid, I guess. But it happens all the time. So, I don't know. I would think that it would be more intimidating.
The first thing I would look at would be your carburetor kit. We're going to set the fuel pressure at 5.5 pounds flowing through a number 73 jet. The biggest thing with today is you've got to make sure that you phase the distributor rotor in with the timing pulled out. That's the big secret. And that's what these people are charging so much money to tune your carpool timers, and we bank the stages. So let's say on your first stage we put 400 horsepower jets on. Well, when we bank the system, we're going to turn on the left side of the motor first. And within 4/10, we're going to turn on the right side of the motor. So what you're going to actually be doing is leaving it with 200. You go out there and do a 60-foot, see how it reacted, do a 200-foot, everything looks good, leg it out the back end, and that puppy's going to run.
28, just an example, it was 28 on the fuel side, and like a 34 on the nitrous side. How do they make that work without leaning out?
I think a lot of times people don't really realize what it takes. And most of the time, that's people that's new to the high performance.
What are some of the goals that you're striving for to achieve?
I really want to dominate 650. No offense, Mr. Tip.
Welcome to the Thursday Night Thunder Tip Radio Show. Tonight we're gonna have a special guest, Smoke, the Grudge Racer, be on the night show. First, we'd like to take a minute to pay some bills. Special shout out to our sponsor, Innovative Racecrafts, and I'll thank you for your support from Billy Race Cars and SellMyHoopty.com. You got old cars sitting around, He will be glad to come pick them up. That's SellMyHoopty.com. With that being said, I'd like to say thank you to all my callers who call in the past radio shows, and thank you to those who's calling tonight. I'd like to take a moment to send out a special blessing to the Wiley Performance family, what they're going through with the accident all happened in Lakeland last Saturday. So my prayers and blessings goes out to that organization and the family that's involved. We'd like to take a silent moment here, a silent moment there here for that. Okay, with that being said, we're going to try to ease into the show. We got Nitro Jam this weekend down in Bridge in Florida. We got the Heads Up Challenge and going on in Orlando, Florida this weekend. So we got some races going on around this weekend locally, so that should be a good race weekend. And I've noticed online, I've been talking to some people about this new Blood, Bad Blood Nationals that's going on May 31st at a bunch of tracks across the country. As more information will come on that, we will get into that. So I'm going to go ahead here and call us, hit your one button, and we're going to get this show started. Got a couple calls here. Nobody's hit the one button yet, but we're going to go ahead and try to get this thing started. Smoke, if you're on here, man, go ahead and hit your one button, and we'll go ahead and start talking to you. And with that said, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. At this time, we're going to bring it to you a fierce grudge racer, a fierce driver. He's not just a grudge racer. He's a racer. Smoke.
How you doing, Mr. Cook? How are everybody doing?
We're doing fine, Smoke. Good afternoon. How you doing, man?
All right. How you doing?
All right. Hey, I appreciate you. I've taken your time out of your day to come on the Tip Radio Show, and we've been interviewing a few drivers here and there and a few racers, you know, and I think you deserving to be interviewed and to tell your story, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How you got started and what's your goals for this year, and I consider you one of the fiercest drivers out there, man, so my hat's off to you. My hat's off to you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. With that being said, take a minute and tell us about, if you will, about Rodney or Smoke, the man, and I'm not put the racing to the side. Like, what kind of hobbies you like, and what you like to do besides racing?
That's a hard one, too. I'm almost a full-time racer, but not at all. You know, it's a couple of things. It's have fun, man. It's nothing really. You know, most of us consist of cars, you know, all the time, you know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, I have two kids, and that's most important right now, my kids, you know.
Yeah.
Take care of them. But other than that, it's starting to be about them. One is 14 now, so it's almost that time. So I'm thinking about him, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure he's watching you.
Yeah. Well, he's playing basketball. My son ain't an ordinary kid. He's 6'3".
Oh, well, great.
Yeah.
No, he ain't an ordinary kid. 6'3"? He said 6'3" at 14 years old?
Yeah.
Man, he's definitely blasting basketball material now.
Yeah, that's what he's been playing lately. So,
how's he?
His little thing is, excuse me?
How's he doing with that?
That's what's taking up his time right now, and that's what he want to do. You know, I don't force him to try to be no racer, you know, nothing like that. Whatever you want to choose to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go down this road, it's a hard road. This racing, yeah, is hard, so.
So you think this race on the hard road? Huh? You seem to enjoy it, though. I mean, you have it well.
But it's hard. I mean, it ain't, you know, Mr. Tilt, you know, offhand, it's hard to be racing. You know, I do both. You know, I grudge race. You got to keep it on one level. Then I class race. So, you know, you come in, you know, you don't did that, you don't did this. You know, I ain't the fastest thing at the track, but. You know, I just come, I try to be prepared, you know. That's about it.
Yeah, but I think your driving skills and your tuning skills, you don't always have to be the fastest. I kind of think that carry you a long way and keep you at top of the heat, though.
Hey, Mr. Tip, I lost it on my driving skills every Saturday.
Well, yeah. you can't win them all, but, you know. But you have those days like that, you know, whether it's just one little thing to take your focus and, you know, you're behind the eight ball, you know. I know how that goes, but just watching you and the things you do and the minutes cars you drive, I just how you stay consistent, you know, because each car is different, you know.
Yeah. If you stay in a car – if you stay in a car week in and week out, everything runs better. But if you just, you know, take a little couple weeks off, you know, you got to get back in that groove. But that just it to me. I mean, I don't have weekends when I was in a car almost every week, you know, sometimes two or three times a week. So I race a lot better than I really do now, you know. I have to take my time now, you know.
Yeah.
I drive two cars now, sometimes three. That's about it.
Yeah. So do you, when you drive them, do you call, make the calls on them too? I mean.
Pretty much. It's, you know, sometimes it's just be a decision what we want to do, but when the crunch time comes, we got to go.
Yeah,
it's hard, you know. It's you got to be the laptop, you know. You're doing this, you're trying to tune. What did you feel, you know? I have to relate some of that stuff back to people, but how did the car look? You know, I can't never see on the outside.
right, and that tells you a lot too. Yeah, that can tell you a lot too. So the autos they kind of give you kind of a free hand with the tuning also?
Yeah. If I make a call, I tell them, and, you know, if we feel like it's comfortable, we go with it, you know. It's all we can do. I mean, it's someone's trial and error. It's just
right.
What it is, you know. And we've been together so long that it's, it's just like, well, you know.
Yeah.
That's just it.
Somebody told me to ask you, I thought it was funny. You may not, but what happened to the Smurf car? Where the Smurf car at?
We still got this in the garage.
You still got that car?
Yeah.
Hey, wow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It won't come out of the garage someday. I mean, I still got it. It ain't going nowhere. Now, the other one I sold, the big block one we sold.
But,
yeah.
I see you guys, we support the new paint job. When y'all going to bring that up?
Probably May in Orlando, most likely. We're just trying to freshen everything up. I got May, Orlando, I think June, we're going to do something. But definitely July, we're going to be out in Texas. So I'm trying to make it to Texas.
Y'all going to Texas to that race, huh?
Yeah.
That's good, man. So what's your goals your team got set this year? I mean, what
the 632 class, I guess it ain't but one goal. That's to win the championship. I don't have second, you know. So that's all you can do there. It's about the championship there. And on the grudge racing tip, we're going to go to a few of them and see what we can do. You never know, you know.
Yeah.
call us. Hit your one button if you want to ask Smoke any questions. Just hit your one button, and I know you want to say something. You like that 632 class. I believe you kind of like that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I mean, give me a chance, you relax a lot instead of just, you know, the girls racing, you got to be everywhere, know what's going on, looking.
Yeah, you got to be looking.
Girls racing a lot, a little different than this class, so. And there's no pressure, you know. A lot of people think, hey, we put up $100 or $200 and go out there and race, but that's nothing compared to what your grudge race for, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you handle that pressure, though, when it's a big, big, big money race like that, though?
I don't really get in the money part. Once I lead a trailer or something like that, I don't really get in the money part. Whatever it gets up to. I don't even look at it that way. I'm just...
You just do your job.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that make it easier for you, though. I mean, you do a little smack talking, but I don't see you doing a lot of it, you know. Is there a reason for that?
I just don't get into it, but when I'm at the track, I get into it, but, you know, just like I say, I know Troy done was smack talking with me. Me and Troy don't race so long together that that's like old rivalry, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, yeah.
Junior was like 1 or 2 years old, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's how far back we go.
Yeah, he was saying that the other day. He just like talking a little trash to you, you know, just keep it up, you know, it get the blood pumping a little bit, but, you know, it's all in fun. Yeah, he was telling me that the other day.
Yeah, it's all fun. Yeah, it go back, but that's the second time he don't got Mr. Tilt, so I know he's lurking somewhere.
He ain't called in yet, so I don't know. You know, so, yeah, you guys, but that's good, though, for the class. I just wish the class had more cars in it, you know, 632.
Hey, well, we had 19 cars. So heads up,
this weekend?
You know, we had 19 cars.
Oh, I didn't think it was that many.
Yeah. You know, 16-car field. The field was full. We had more than Fremont. You know, I mean, how can you, you know, complain about it, you know? You got a full field, the only class with a full field.
Yeah, that's the 650. Of course,
yeah,
I know you don't see the 650 class.
Yeah.
The 650,
I get to look at it a little bit, but the way it was running was this weekend, I didn't get to look at it, you know. But
yeah, man. We always had 25 to 30 cars, 32 cars, man.
Yeah, and that's wonderful for in this class. But what I'm saying is we get more cars than ProMod. You know, and we almost the bottom feed, you know. So we and Pro Drag Radio only two cars in that. Well, three, one broke. So I mean, it's a lot more cars. A lot of people building cars. A lot of people cars up for the summer.
Right,
it's hot.
It's hot. They don't put them away already.
Yeah,
you know, I know it's getting hot. You got to change that tune. What you think, man? I saw something today. I got a Faster Streetcar magazine, and no sooner I opened a page, the second page in, they was bringing up that doggone wreck that Woodruff and Tony Vines had, one of the captions was, take a look at this car. The safety equipment of this car did its job and all that, man. You know, I thought it's time for, I don't know when we're going to drop this thing, you know. I mean, what are they pushing
it's
for?
It's time to drop it. Just because who it was, you know, I had the same issue, Mr. Tilt, with my own self. I wrecked. I got burnt. The first thing they said, I didn't have on nothing. But I had on everything you can buy. I got burnt. So, when I wrecked, they said I didn't have nothing on, but I had a helmet, I had gloves, I had neck brace, and I had a brand new racing suit on when I got burnt. So, but the people that don't know, looking, just saying Tony had a piece of shit, basically.
Right.
Woodrow's name is out there. He's a big time drag radio, what to call it. You know, a Grudge Race is going to take all the flack once they wreck at an event like that. But
right.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, that was, I consider that a racing accident. That's the only thing
I
can
was.
Say.
Yeah, I mean,
it
was. I just was surprised when I saw it in the Francis Streetcar magazine today and it was talking about it. I'm like, man, you know, when are they going to drop this? You know, they need to, you know, kind of let this go now. It's water under the bridge, you know. They're trying to bring a raft down or what's the deal here? I don't know.
Yeah. But you turn around and go to any one of their races, and you will see how many people get slid through, how many people don't have this, how many people don't have that. At a grudge race,
right.
Of course you're going to look at, you know, oh, this person ain't got this, this person ain't got that. It ain't no organizer of a grudge race, but it ain't the track fault either. You know, you got to, you know, somebody promoting the race becoming your track. How can you, they're not going to turn people around at no gate.
Right.
You lose,
right.
You're going to lose money.
Right. Exactly.
And right now,
you know,
okay, NHRA, all right, so they're going to turn around. Nobody at no gate.
No, because everybody, I mean, yeah, the money's tightening up for everybody, yep.
There you go. The tracks got to pay bills.
Yeah. Yeah. So so you got a rivalry going on with anybody for the grudge racing this year?
Not really. It's a couple cars we're going to race. I mean, we haven't really put the car back together yet besides painting and just freshen up everything. That's about it. The motor's freshen up and getting freshened up at Nelson right now. So transmission's freshen up. They're just going over the car just for next month, start testing and get ready for Texas. Whenever we get out to Texas, we're going to find something, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's funny. Man, that grudge racing thing right now, though.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people, man, they've been watching you real close. I've been checking it out here lately, you know. For a long time, I heard a lot about you, but I didn't know who you was, you know. But after I met you, and I'm like, okay, you know, a lot of people be watching real close when you're driving. They got a lot of respect for your talent out there. I found that out, especially this weekend.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I didn't get here in one day, but I've been racing a long time until I was a little boy, 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
12 years old. What were you racing at 12 years old?
No, I just hung around racing, you know. Really,
started
off at 12, you know. And
Tommy
Batty gave me my first shot to drive a car, you know. That was just it.
Batty?
He gave me my first, yeah.
Yeah, somebody told me that. Somebody was telling me about that, you know, trying to get him to call in. But, yeah.
He gave me my first shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think I went, what, 1060, 1080, something like that? Back in the day, yeah.
Back then?
Quarter
mile?
Yeah.
Your first pass was a 1080?
Yeah, I had been in a couple of street cars, like my own street car or whatever. I haven't been down the track, but when he gave me a shot at these big cars, she was right there, boom, they went 1080.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was just a 468. In the same car I drive right now, that in the 632 class, they had a 468 in it.
That same Camaro. It's the same car.
Yeah, same car.
Man, that's amazing. That's good.
The chassis just been redid. That's about it.
4142. Come on in here. Hit the one button. Help me out. Yeah. That's good that car been around that long, you know. So you and that car got some history, and it's same owner too.
Yep,
same owner.
Same owner.
4142. Your mic's hot. Go ahead.
What's going on, Smoke Tip?
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon. I'm sorry. Good afternoon. FDR, how you doing?
Hey, FDR. This is Richard. I'm a team.
Okay, Richard. Okay, Richard, how you doing? Okay. What you got for Smoke tonight?
I ain't got nothing. Smoke the man. That's my teacher.
Smoke your teeth, huh?
Yeah, that's what helped me out when I got started.
Oh, okay.
Boy.
Yeah, but we plan on going out to Texas also to support y'all. We're going to go out that way, too.
Yeah. I know a lot of people say they're going. I mean, it is. I hope timing be right, you know. It's coming. You know it's coming fast.
Yeah.
You figure it out, but two real good months, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think about this Smoke, what do you think about this bad? You see anything about this Bad Blood Nationals? Did you just see that posted up? What you think
I heard about it. I was just trying to get the detail. I heard a little bit about the details that's supposed to be of it, but until he present everything, I couldn't really tell you no more, you know.
Yeah. I talked to that guy, Terry Clark, I think his name. He was posting up some of the tentative rules and stuff, and I called him today, and I asked him, was St. Pete actually committed, you know, before I get too excited, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he called up Jay Bynes, and they called me back this morning. They told me that St. Pete track was actually committed to do that on May 31st, and he was saying that that they wanted somebody in this area to kind of take the bull by the horns, you know. And I told him all I could do for him is probably promote it on Facebook, you know, and you know, call a few people. But I was concerned about if that one thing they said, and that was any car that showed any time in 2014 wouldn't be allowed to race.
Yeah.
And I told him that ain't gonna work too good in this area. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Because
we don't have a lot of small blocks. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're
gonna have to go back over to Richard then, right there.
Yeah, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and
we have to take that money home.
Yeah. So you know that. That right there, you know, so I guess they're going to have to rethink that, at least for this area. I mean, because, you know, it's not a whole lot of cars. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if they want a good turnout, then they're going to have to, I don't know what they're going to do about that, but to see what's up.
And that's
so
why we need all the details. I really don't know all of them.
Yeah.
I heard
some
of them, but I can't say this is what actually really going to happen, you know.
Yeah,
what,
he posted it up.
What did you think about having the St. Pete?
It's up on Facebook. It's May 31st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, we should
May
have a small block done by then.
Yeah, and May 31st, and it's all the tracks are going to be doing it at the same time.
Yeah.
The same day.
He's supposed to have them. I mean, I know one thing. He got a few.
Huh?
Hey, so on baller race, have they came up with like a 28-29 race, or did you have them just
half? We're going to just have the back half. It's just the Florida back half. I'm not even putting a lizard in it or nothing like that. So everybody quit, so I catered to myself. But I am bringing the green card. I'm at the gold card now.
Gold? Which one is the gold card?
Yeah. The Camaro.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to bring both of them, but the Camaro is going to be old school, like an old school back half. It ain't no, you know, the screen deal like we got in another car.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, when you have a race, you know, it's like when I had that little 6-0 shootout. Actually, Richard was happening too. Richard, we had that little race over at Lakeland. Somebody said the same thing about me, you know. Tip's having a race catered to his car. I was having a race, you know what I mean? If I win, why do people, I don't.
Yeah. I'm not kidding for myself, because last year I had a 29 in stock car, so you know, it didn't make a difference. But I just, easy way I can do it. I don't have a 29 in stock car. I could stay out of it, you know, and just put something up. I did that in December,
right,
which I probably go back to it. But we just wanted something to race. I'm gonna be over there testing the lizard anyway, so I might as well just bring the other car too and put it in there. And it's not only cars that's from around here. It's a whole bunch of cars in Miami that's back half. That's
right.
Old school back half. I mean, it's cars everywhere. Orlando got, I know, 3 or 4 cars over there. So
right.
It ain't all about me.
Callers, hit your one button. We are special guests tonight, Smoke. If you got any questions or anything you want to bring up, hit your one button. Smoke, I guess everybody was asking for videos of that last race you had this weekend, you know. Unfortunately, I didn't get it, you know,
he was 032 on the light. I was 070. I went 63. He went 68. I left it out. There was 1,300 down there, 13,000 at the other end down there. But I left out there.
Yeah, but you know what to do next time. I mean,
it's racing. That's just racing. That's all it is. It's just racing.
Exactly. That's what I tell people all the time. It's like Richard there. He's going for the newcomer of the year in the grudge racing, and I think Richard like 5-0 now. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I've talked to Richard a couple of times. I said he's knocking them off like he's supposed to. That's it.
You seen my new car, right, Smoke?
What did you say?
You seen a couple of pictures on my new car?
I seen a couple of pictures of the new car.
Yeah. So hopefully July, I'll be back out on the tail. I'll be terrorized by July.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of pictures on it.
8945. Yo, Mike, good afternoon. How you doing?
What's up, buddy? It's John the Body Shop.
Hey, how you doing, man? Glad
doing
to have
good.
You on the show. Say hi to the special guest there, Smoke, tonight.
What's up, everybody? What's up, Smoke?
How you doing, man? How you doing?
Doing good. Hey, Mr. Tip.
Man.
Put the word out. I like to sell that white Chevelle, if you know anybody.
7 Chevelle 632. That's what it is, right?
Yes, sir.
And what kind of price we're looking at? You just want to give me a number.
I can give you the phone number,
is what I'm saying.
What's that?
You don't have to give a price here. I can give them your phone number. I just want to make sure
that'd be good. Tell them to just give them the phone number if they're interested. If they know the car, they're more welcome to come take a look at it. But I'd like to sell it.
That car back half?
Yeah, it's back half. Four link.
Okay. All right. Man, I didn't think you'd ever get rid of that car, man. I thought you were holding on to it.
Well, probably for what I'm asking, I probably never will get rid of it, but it is for sale.
Oh, it's that much money. Okay. All right, John, man. I'm glad
I think it might go.
Glad.
Yeah. All right, let me guess.
Huh? Yeah.
No,
my bad. So what you building now? I mean...
Oh, I'm always building something. I got me and a buddy are building a twin turbo Mustang right now. But I got the 69 Camaro and I got the Chevelle.
Both of them for sale?
Yeah, I'd sell both of them. I even sell them package deal with somebody if they want to buy both of them.
All right, John, I keep that in mind, man. I appreciate that.
Y'all gonna be in Orlando this weekend, Smoke?
I don't think it's no 632 class over there, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think it's just X275 and stuff like that. Yeah.
I think it's 550, I believe it is, and I think it's X275 or something like that. Yeah.
I think I got an Outlaw class too, though, I think.
Oh, yeah. I can't run that.
And you have to uncover
damn promo and shit.
Oh yeah. So you so I don't know if they have a class over for you or not, Smoke, this weekend, tell you the truth. I don't know if I'm going.
No, take
it down into Brazen this weekend, running with the Nitro Jam. You can run with them, boy.
I wish I could, Tip. I'm trying to save it for the rest of the year. I've got a long year to go now.
Yeah, yeah.
Got one more 32 race, I mean, next month.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they have a four of those this year, right?
Huh?
They're not having a four of those this year, right?
Something like that, but.
Yeah.
I think you got two next month. One in Brayton, one in Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, if I got both of you big heavy hitters on here, grudge racers, Alan, he approached me Saturday because I had been talking to Laura back and forth at the track about getting the Run Day Sundays, you know, trying to bring it back up, you know, close to what it used to be because I know it'll probably never be what it was, you know. And he was thinking. We think about having a. He wants me to think about getting the guys together, and having a no time 6-0 shootout. Because I want to have like a 570 shootout. You know, 570, 580 shootout with no time. And he said he think that it would get more cars at a 6-0 no time shootout, and that should lead to some grudge racing. You know, because other people will come out. So. We want to do that on a Run Day Sunday. We're going to try to start to do that. Maybe every other Run Day Sunday or whatever. What do you think? You think that'll work, Smoke, over there or what?
They got to give somebody something to want to come. You understand what I'm saying?
Right. Because, he was talking about it.
If you look at it, it's free money to them. You look at it on a Run Day Sunday. They ain't paying out no money.
Right. Well, we was talking about the tech cars and stuff, you know, and yeah. So I was asking him, you know, what could he do, and he said, well, let's say if we make it to enter the shootout and get in the gate, car and driver is $30, okay, and that's if you're in the shootout, and I don't know what the regular tech cars on Sundays are, $15 or whatever it is, but he said, now, well, I've been in cars that show up and get in the shootout, he'll match it. So that, you know, however many cars show, he'll match whatever that many cars come up. So I don't know.
Mr. Tip, why they won't ever do no free entry shit? You know, I mean, free entry is where it's at. If you get free entry, you still bring people in the track. People can come in the track.
Okay. So I'm just saying, I'm looking for some feedback. So I want to know what.
This is the track put up free entry, $500, 580 race.
Mm-hmm.
Who ain't going to come? It won't cost them to get in the racetrack. I mean, right now, I know, understand the racetracks are hurting and stuff like that, but you got to give back for people to come in.
Right.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can see.
So you said free entry is free to the shootout?
Yeah. You might have 15 cars. You might have 20, but yeah, we going out for $500.
Right.
On a Sunday?
Okay, I mean, that's a good idea. On a Sunday afternoon after church, $500. You know, that's a good little chunk of, you know, that's a good little pocket of change. You know what I'm saying?
Even if it's a 6-0 race, 6-50 race, I mean, if they can't afford to throw $500 towards the people that come in there every week, and week in and week out.
So you said, okay, so let's say the tech car, let's say the entry fee coming to the gate is $15, but the shootout is free entry fee, is what you're saying?
Yeah, but you still paying for a tech car. They're going to make you pay for a tech car to run the gate, you know, to come in anyway. It's what it's called.
Uh-huh.
So why is this ain't number no free entry?
Right. That would bring a whole lot of people out.
They have to give back for these races.
Okay. That's a good idea. I'll run that by. I'm gonna run that by. That's a real good idea, really. Yeah.
I mean, they keep all the people all out of the equation, you know. You're trying to get the money up. Won't we put the money up first, you know? $500 tech draw, free entry fee. You got that at the gate.
You can't get that at the gate
on a Sunday. Come on, man.
Right.
right. I can almost do the figures in my head almost.
Yeah, I can do it in my head too, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Richard, you think it'll work, Richard?
You know.
Oh, yeah, because if you think about it, free entry and try to win some money, just the people he going to pick up, just spectators coming in the gate, he going to get that right back anyway.
He getting it back anyway on the spectator.
Yeah. Because who won't come in there to see Trapper Red and a couple more guys around this area get some run for that $500? He going to make a kill.
Right.
And then maybe they can get a couple more grudge rates at the same time. Sometimes you got to give a little bit to get something.
Exactly. That's the only problem. Even Mr. Till, it's free money. It ain't free money when you got a day you ain't paying out money. Understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can't beat nobody with math. It's no kind of way you can beat somebody with math. I understand.
Right.
You ain't turning no lights on that day. You're using a little electricity.
Right.
You use BHT and you got staff.
Right.
And you got your staff around the racetrack. But the only way to get people in, you got to send money out.
Like yeah, because, I mean, they have it.
I try to get money. I'm going to put $2,000 of my own money up. They want to take everything and give you what they want to give you. And to me, I don't make sense. If I'm going to put $2,000 of my own money up and the crowd they're going to bring in, I mean, come on. If you tell me what percentage you're going to give me, and we can go from there.
Right.
I don't want to do that. I ain't saying that because I don't have deal. I know the interactions, but I just know what's going on, you know.
Right, but I just want to, you know, because I've had so much fun down there on Monday, Sundays, you know, and now you go down there, it's kind of, you know, you see one car go down the track, you see another car go down the track. So I just thought to myself, well, maybe we'll have a shootout on Monday, Sunday, just something to get the crowd back, you know, get the people to come back out there, you know what I mean? You know, and,
yeah.
I understand, you know. Totally.
I've been to two of them this year.
Yeah.
But turn around, it always been this way, but things got to change to help you help yourself.
Right.
It goes back farther than that. You know, I just know the interactions, you know, how can you do it? We give out anywhere else, you know. Half of these no time races, these 28-inch tire races and grudge races, they're free entry fee. But you come in, you got four people. Let's say for Mr. Tip, you got your wife, you got your son be with you most of the time, and you might
all
be the fourth person with you. You know what I'm saying? That's four people.
Right. Just coming
through the gate. Well, four people to me at $12, $15 a head.
Right.
That's $60.
Yeah, don't take long to get that $500.
Yeah, it don't take that long. An average car coming with three people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna have to run that bomb, Smoker. I'm glad I brought that up with you, man, and that gave me a good idea, you know.
I'm not even bracket racer. I mean, I could bracket race, but that hands up 580, 6-0 or 650 is no free entry fee. How many times you gonna see Bill Lee Jr.? He might come out there for 500 to 1,000, you know, on a sudden.
Oh,
he already told me
if we get this thing going, he'll be the first on the list. He already told me.
Yeah.
You're right.
I mean, yeah. I don't know how many people run 6-0 or 650 or whatever, but I know some of these people are going to say, well, 500 on Sunday, or maybe it might get up to 700, you know. You get a couple of sponsors to throw in $100 or $200 or something like that. You know? It ain't all about it. I'm not putting everything on the racetrack, but we might get a sponsor to throw in $100 or $200.
And I actually think I can get one to do that, to tell you the truth.
So now you're up to $600-$700, you know, winner take all, or, you know, it's winner take all, or you have, it's up to the two drivers in the finals to split the money, you know, that's just
right.
It, if they want to split.
Yep. Yeah. So that's a good idea. And that right there was really started bringing the crowd back. Tell you the truth, that one thing alone was started bringing them back. Free entry, free. And a shootout. Have a shootout there. No, yeah.
Whatever shootout you have have to be free entry. Everybody don't have money right now, but I ain't taking away from the racetrack because the racetrack might not have enough money to cover. They got to cover their expenses too now. But
yeah,
the only way you're going to get people in there is give some back.
Very true. That's a good point.
And Richard can speak for this. I'm sorry for him and Troy got in that wreck in St. Pete, but they both was in there for free entry. Why they was there? It was free race.
Yep.
They paid to get in.
Either way, we're going to make some money.
You know?
Yep.
They made the decision.
Yeah. That was.
They need to have more races. They need to have more races a year. I'm planning on winning them all after July. Anything on 28 to 29.
Watch it.
Anything on smoke. I'm saying it again. Anything on 28 to 29. I'm planning on terrorizing.
Watch
that's my
it.
Plan.
Remember, I got something sitting back there now.
I know, but
oh,
like hey. I said, but the best. You got to race the best, right?
Yeah, you definitely got to do that.
Yeah. I just want to get my name out there and have me some fun.
Yeah, that's the main thing. I ain't have some fun. I ain't been on a little tire since when? Should Bay or last year? Somewhere up in there?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, when you got
really?
My money. You should let me help her. Made a race out of it.
It was a race. I was trying to get that money, Richard. I was already over there. No spun enough money that weekend.
Oh, I didn't know you guys had ran the show. It's the last time you've been on a small tie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. But it was a shootout. It didn't cause Richard none. He made out like a fat rat, Mr. Pitt.
Yeah, and I still make some money on the other end. Didn't cost me nothing.
Yeah.
That's just people giving bite. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. 0817. You've been hanging with me a long time. Come on in here. Hit the one button. Help us out. 0817. Yeah, man. It's interesting how you guys go back like that a long ways. I didn't know you guys went back like that. I guess y'all been grudging each other for a long time too, huh?
No, I don't really think Richard them used to come with us all the time when we did go grudge racing. You know?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they used to go when they had the little colors.
Yeah. We used to be right behind them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, if we went to a race, they always came up.
So tell me, how many grudge cars is actually in this area? You guys know, I mean, between, you know, that's actual grudge cars that travel and go places like you two guys go. How many cars is it?
It's hard to say. It ain't that many anymore. But you have the main ones that actually go, like, I'm going to say Big Low and T5, he actually goes. That's two cars. I'm going to take one. I'm pretty sure Richard going to start traveling a little bit. But, I mean, if I was him, he ain't doing nothing wrong. Stay right here in the lower tower, knock the head off.
You mean stay right here? Right
on Lando, huh? I mean, he was on a tear, you know, but I mean, he's right here at home, and it ain't costing him much. It cost us probably almost close to $1,000, right at $1,000 to go to a race. Time you pay for gas, motel fees, and the home, so.
I got to get in that mainstream, though, smoke.
Yeah. It ain't like you do. It ain't like they don't know who you is now.
Oh, yeah, they know who you are, Richard. Trust me. They know exactly who you are. Yeah. So, So is the Florida boys still considered the Florida boys?
Yeah, we still together. I mean, we was the original Florida boys. We was going up there, Mr. Tip, when I was back in '90 something, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started going to Carolina and stuff like that, we was going up there in the '90s. So.
Okay.
That was the original deal.
Okay. Yeah, because you know, somebody asked me that the other day. Was the Florida boys still? I said, yeah, as far as I know, they're still the Florida boys, but they're from Florida.
Yeah.
You know, so. So what do you think of this how they broke everybody down in regions now? You know, you got this region, you got that. What you thinking with that?
They trying to organize it, but you know how that is. I mean, you got. It's close. You can put them in regions, but at the end of the day, you're just going to grudge race somebody and get it done. Or go home with your lips poked out. That's all I can say.
Right. They talk about this region thing, so I guess at the end of the year, maybe they're going to have a ballot of regions or something. I don't know what exactly they're trying to do there, but. That's what I was saying.
They didn't give the details. They just gave details at the beginning of how they're going to do everything instead of just prolonging until the 31st or whatever they're going to come out with. What's to go on? But that's all I can see.
Yeah, I mean, I think it can work, you know, it's just the hardest thing I see about the whole deal is, you know, come championship time, where you going to have it at, and who's going to be able to afford to travel to, too. You might be the champion, but you can't go defend it because you can't afford to go to travel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. You ain't got to tell me. I know how far it is, you know, out of Texas, you know, Texas coming this way, you know. You got Chicago, you got Michigan, you got all that up in there, you know, that's going to have to come somewhere.
You know, so I don't know how – that's the hardest part of the whole thing, unless they're going to organize where they could throw each somebody some money to come to the championship, you know, down there. That'll work. I mean, but still, you got to get the time off from work and all that, so it can be.
Exactly.
It can be Yeah, I don't say some of these guys do all their traveling. They do and work all day, all week. I know it's rough.
I like my job too. I'm off every. I can be off every Friday if I really wanted to. So I work, you know, 10-hour days, 11-hour days. So I'm cool. I'm good. So
right.
I can be able to get off. But if I don't, I just, you know, some people fly on the air. You know, some people play. They think it's expensive to pay for a ticket, but if you drive a car, you're gonna spend a truck. You're gonna spend $200 in gas. So some of these tickets, if you get them at the time, $200, $250, $220. If you get them at the right time.
Right. You know this race is gonna happen, and you know, so you got it 2 months ahead of time. So you buy the ticket now, and just time come, you can fly there too. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Just fly on in.
Cause you know, right? Because I'm actually from Virginia, and we drive up, we fly out, and it's really not that much difference in the cost from driving to flying. To tell you the truth,
no.
You save a lot of time because you get up in the air and you get there real quick. But as far as driving 12-13 hours, but the cost is basically almost the same nowadays.
The wear and tear on the vehicle.
Virginia, yeah. From here, what, 2,000 miles, I
think?
Yeah, it's about 1,000 miles up there. 1,000 miles up there, you're right. Yeah. You know, then you got to go to work on Monday.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people got to go to work on Monday, so that, you know, that grudge racing is wear and tear on you. Now, do you think the shootouts are saving grudge racing these days? I ask everybody this question that comes on here.
I think it's just giving the fans something to see. It ain't all about saving grudge racing, because everybody ain't gonna grudge every week and week in and week out unless they, you know, pockets long and they can afford it. You know, that's basically
right.
What it is. But if you turn around at it, if I'm just sitting in the pit area, ain't doing nothing, and people want to see side by side racing, that's what the whole thing is. Everybody wants to see side by side racing. So you got a shootout going on. That's where, and it's free entry. I don't know about nobody else, but it's free for me.
right.
Get in it, you know. That's the best thing I can tell you. And I don't know who's going to try to turn down free money if they can win it.
Okay. Yeah, and but, you know, a lot of, you know, you got this big race set up, and you get there at 10 o'clock in the morning and wait all day for this race, and nothing going, you know, the fans, I guess it's for the fans. I guess the shootouts is for the fans.
Yeah, it's for the fans. I mean, I don't been to the racetrack 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. Don't sit there. It don't got hot. We got the wind racing. We just sitting around chatting, sitting in the trailer, air conditioning on. Ain't doing nothing until the sun starts going down. But that's just some of the consequences. You know, everybody's different, you know. When they get summertime, ain't nobody coming to the racetrack until about 4 o'clock. So.
Yeah, I noticed that. People don't start coming out until after 4. 3 or 4 o'clock.
Even
some of the fans, I mean, you know, because I know it's up at Don Law's race during the day, you know, you can look around and see. But after 4 o'clock, man, you couldn't even get through the place, you know?
So
somebody was asking me, what he was talking the other day on somebody, do you think the grudge race could be organized? And the guy said no, because, you know, you can't tell a man when he's betting his money when he's going to run his car down the track. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
That's between the other the two people that's running their car. I mean, you can't organize that. And first of all, if you're a grown man, ain't no man going to tell me when and where and how anyway.
Right.
<You know?
laughs> Right. I don't know. I just think they make it too big a deal of something that's working perfect. You know, I mean, it's working good, and there's never been no issues. You know,
I mean, still back in the day, we didn't never have none of this. We had a couple people had cell phones. We mostly had house phones. When they say it was a race hill, it was on Memorial Day and Labor Day. That's the two races we used to go to up in Carolina. But it was that whole weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and. We had a ball, and you came at a race. You didn't came there to do all that, what they do now, you know?
Yeah. Now we got Facebook and this radio shows and all this stuff, getting the word out, and there's just so many races going at the same time, you know?
You're definitely right. A bunch of races going at the same time.
Yeah, it didn't used to be that way. You know, I mean, like you say, you know, they had this race such and such in North Carolina. Y'all went, you know, everybody went to that spot.
Yeah,
but now y'all got a race, Mike Hill got a race, Willie Doug got a race, you know, everybody, sometimes a lot of them go at the same time. It spread the cars out a lot, too.
You're right about that.
Yeah. But I do think that you guys put on one of the best grudge races ever since I've been going to them. You guys put on one of the best. You got a good following. Come to them. So that's a good thing.
I mean, that race has been around for, what, 13, 14 years, I think?
Really? Been that long?
Yeah. That was before Allen and me were on the racetrack in Bradenton when they had
right.
Yeah.
Wow. So how you like it over Orlando? I mean,
some stuff had to change a little bit. I mean, but we worked through it. I mean, it just had to do what you had to do, you know. I mean, it rained Saturday, but, I mean, as far as the track, everything went pretty much decent. We didn't have no complaints. It wasn't my decision on it, but, you know, after what happened with them, you know, but once they banned me out of the racetrack the one time for because I drive somebody's car, and that was BS, but that is it, you know.
Yeah, that was BS. I remember that. But how'd you end up getting back in there? You just talked to him?
I talked to him, but I had a couple guys say they weren't coming to race the 632 class either. You know, I mean, why am I, they kicking me out the track? You know, that's the whole thing.
Yeah, you're just a driver. I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see you back at the track, and I think they're glad to see you back there too, because you're good for the, you'll bring a crowd in. You know what I mean? People come to see you race.
Yeah. A little bit. I got a little bit of following. I did that bit this year, but it's been rough on me this year. Been rough.
The fans are rough on you this year?
No, I'm just saying a little. These boys tighten up a little bit this year. I got to get back in the groove.
Oh, well, you talking about 632 class?
Yeah, they tighten up a little bit.
Them cars are running now, man. I mean. I don't know what the end of the year. I don't know what the fastest times gonna be. But I tell you what, y'all putting up some good numbers right now.
Yeah, everybody's gonna try to go for it. You know, I was the first one in the 50, so I hopefully be the first one in the 40s. But it's a work in progress, you know.
Yeah. So you think the 40s are gonna be where everybody gonna want to get to, huh?
Yeah, yeah. There's been some people close. You know, the record 51. I think Briscoe been 51. Shoot, I had a record for, what, a year or so, a whole year. It was 57. Schroeder came and broke it. 1 year with like a 53 or 55. And we just got to get everybody on the same playing field.
Yeah. But, you know, I just learned here last year, I guess, you know, that some of them cars don't even have 632s in them. You know, the motors ain't in it. I'm like, man.
It's all about combination, you know. I mean, that's, for example, you know, Troy got a small motor in his car, but he also, you know, he, by the rules, you know, he taking a weight break, and that's the best thing to do for him, you know. At the beginning, the class was 3,000 pounds, you know, and nobody really want to go and come in there, but old 10-5 cars were 3,000, had to be 3,000 back then. But, I mean, this still at 3,000. You know, I hit the scale, I think I was 30 pounds over. So I've been pulling weight.
Right.
Well, I got weight bars in it, but some tracks are different with the scales. Some tracks are different. And when we first weigh, I take it down to the other end and I weigh in at a weight. But I didn't even feel like taking the weight out this week. I just left it in.
Yeah. So y'all got to weigh every time you come back around?
Yeah, we have to weigh.
So what do you think about the Ultimate Street Class?
Very competitive. Very competitive.
That's very competitive class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever gets down, you know, they ain't putting a good tire on. I mean, they're using the old 275, which is a perfect tire for that class to keep it fair.
Mm-hmm.
And small blocks. I mean, you're going to have your complaints, you know, this person running that person running this. But oh well, either get your program together or don't.
Right. Yeah, because right now 632 in Auburn Street is kind of, you know, it's tracked. So everybody's watching those two classes now. You know,
Yeah.
So
I mean, that's where it's at. Every time you turn around, they got two classes with full fields. One class got to go. Somebody got to go. I ain't talking about 632. I ain't talking about you know.
Yeah.
That. But when you're not filling up a field, what's the use of having them?
Right. Yeah, just making the race day longer, you know, basically. You know, but I tell you what, everybody that's coming down past Alderman Street is coming to the 650 class. We had 15 cars, now we're up to 30. I'm like, where are these people coming from? You know, I guess, you know, they got these cars built and nowhere to run them, so they come over and pick on us. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, once you get a class going, it's going to build, and people are going to try to find ways to go faster and faster and faster. That is it. The way to life.
Yeah. That's kind of what happened to X275, I'd imagine. The boy just ran that stuff right out of a class, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And to tell you the truth, I think it was a tire. That 275 they got now is just so fast. And it's real fast.
Oh, that new Mickey Thompson they got out now?
Yeah, that tire's fast.
Yeah.
I had a couple of friends run that tire. And I know Brian McGee, he just went 425 on that tire.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, that's fast. Chris Tootin just went, 26, 27?
Yeah.
On
that 20-inch tire. Yeah. So that big tire going down the track, because you drive it all. Is that much a car that much more stable with the big tire on it going down the track at that speed than that small tire?
Yeah. Small tire, I don't drive them both. I don't. Small tire is not forgiving like that big tire. I can get away with a couple of things, but that small tire is dangerous.
You think it's dangerous at that speed, and when you're running like the four wheels and stuff, it's dangerous, you think?
I mean, it ain't. I ain't talking about dangerous, but it would hurt. It, you can't catch it as fast as you can that big tire. I mean, it starts spinning.
Okay.
You might go on a ride, you know?
Right. Hmm. So you prefer the big tire car?
I actually like the small tire cars, to tell you the truth. But, you know, when I came in at 632 is any size tire, I'm not going to bring a small tire trying to run this, you know, running that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I remember when you used to drive that, what was it, light blue Mustang?
Yeah.
That thing had a small tire.
Yeah.
When you could keep the bumper down in the front, man, every time I look, you had it in there.
Yeah, a couple times, a few times.
Yeah, man. So, well, if anybody got anything for Smoke, hit the one button. Come on in there, hit the one button, and y'all give Smoke a shout or say hi, or do something. Welcome to Tip Radio Show. Take a minute and once again and thank my sponsors, Innovative Racecraft and Billy Race Cars for his support, and SemiHoopty.com. Smoke, I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you coming on with us tonight, man.
No problem.
I was. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Smoke, what among the two you been helping out? Ballhead, Champ, and Chump.
Oh, man. Who? I ain't been helping them two characters. They might be on here somewhere.
No, I don't see them. I don't see them on here. I don't know. I text them, too. I don't know where they at. But.
Yeah. I'm waiting on them to get in the lights. They were talking trash to me, so I'm waiting on them to get in the lights.
They're still going to get in the lights. I tried to lock them in. They kept on talking about I wouldn't run a bike. And then I called them in to lock in one Thursday. They told me the car went right.
Oh.
I think Chuck tore his transmission up other week last Thursday night at the track.
Yeah.
Somebody told me the way he did it, man. I couldn't do nothing but laugh, man. I'm like, man, are you serious?
Yeah, it wasn't that way. It wasn't that way. He put something else in the car. I knew something in the car, and I don't know if he understood what went on. You know, I can tell what happened right now. They won't believe it. But
yeah,
got to know. You know, he put a new MSD box in his car, and I think he didn't have a shift point set right. So when he was sitting on the starting line, he actually probably shift right in second gear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dealing with the 7531. So I think that's what happened to him.
Yeah. somebody bumped the nitro through the motor and caused in gear and told the transmission stuff. I said, no, man, don't tell me that. Yeah, but you know, you learn, you live and learn. You know, you learn from it. That's what you do. That's racing. Yeah, that's racing. Yeah. All right, so
well,
yeah,
I
ain't gonna
hold you. Get off here. Y'all take it easy.
You too. All right, Rich. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right,
Smoke. Hey, man, I'm gonna go ahead and shut this thing down. I appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate the interview with us tonight on Tip Radio Show. And call in here sometime and get with us. Oh, we got a caller here.
Okay.
7259. Go ahead, your mic's hot.
That's me.
Okay, 6224. Your mic's hot. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Tip? Smoke. Hey, this is Gator, man. I'm just calling in to let y'all know, man. I appreciate the show, and I'm supporting you. You know, I've been having health issues, but as soon as I get straight, I'm going to be on here with y'all, man. Just calling in to support. Smoke, you keep it up, man. I like that Outlaw 632 thing you're doing, too.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah. Hey, Gator, man. Good to hear from you, man. Hang on for a minute, Gator. 2804. Your mic's hot. Go ahead.
Hey, Tip. It's Tony.
Hey, what's up?
I called it late, you know, my bad.
That's all right.
But, Smoke, man, you're doing a good job. I remember, watching you when you used to assist back teeth. And, now you took his place. So, and I mean, that's a big shoe right there, boy. I mean,
yeah, he gave me no keys. You know, he gave them to me. He gave me my chance. You know, he said he was about done. You know.
Yeah, so. And I had the pleasure to talk to Bat T, and we actually talked about you, and he's real pleased with the way you handling it and everything. And I just want you to keep up. I know you, but I don't know. You know, when I see you, you way back, but we ain't never really actually talked. But
man, if I'm sitting at that trailer, man, that's all you got to do is come up and say something, man. I don't be like that.
Yeah, I know, but you know, at the same time, you know, most guys when they begin ready for races, you know, I know they don't like a lot of distraction and stuff like that.
I think you're doing a good job. Hey, if you can't take that, you don't even come to me on one of these grudge races, man.
Yeah, that's true. But you're doing a good job in that class, man, and I'm glad to see you out there, you know, doing winning and going rounds and stuff like that. That's good. I just keep that up, man.
Hey, Tony, hold that thought for a minute. 0817, your mic's hot. Go ahead.
Oh, how you doing? How y'all doing on here?
Oh yeah, here he is. How you doing?
Y'all had to brave out the bushes, boy. You know it's about to go to settle down a little bit. That brave you out the bushes. I had to come on out the bushes. You know what I mean?
Well, you won't say it. I saw you sitting there. I told you won't.
Well,
hear,
I know. I like to sit back and listen. You know, I like to listen and learn something. Sometimes you can't run your mind. You know what I mean? I like to listen. You know.
So, when y'all twist my arm
when y'all start selling out on here, you know what I mean? Richard got his car ready yet?
Richard, he done lugged off here, man. Richard gone.
Oh, you see he ran off. I want to know if he had oil pressure or something.
Smoke on here, though.
I've been listening to you. He was behaving, doing good. That's why I was sitting back this listening. He'll get a good interview. You know what I'm saying? That's why I was sitting back listening. That's all.
You
what
got
going
on?
Who me?
Yeah.
No, I ain't got no oil pressure yet. I'm just sitting back, you know, just trying to get all my ducks in a row and just working hard. You know what I mean? I work in the morning at 5:00. I get off doggone 9:00. I'm trying to get ready as much as I can. You know.
Go ahead and haul that smoke. Go ahead and haul that smoke, chap. Let me see what you got going.
Oh, I ain't got no. They ain't got no smoke. Last few months, you know, I've been going to church and calmed down, and he don't want to see it, but me and Smoke done joined forces. So, you know, I calm myself down a little bit. And just, you know, my preacher said, Gabriel, sometimes you got to calm yourself down and just relax a little bit, you know what I mean? So as I did that, you know, that made that come into my heart, you know, and me and Smoke just sort of joined forces somewhat. But, you know, right now, but when we get on the asphalt and that concrete got there, it will be a different thing.
You don't want these problems, boy.
We're doing the total right now. You know, we join forces right now.
Hey, you don't want these problems, boy.
Hey, Tony, what you think about that, Tony?
Well, that's news to me. I didn't know that. You know, but.
That's my neighbor, man. He's my neighbor. He all right. But he hard-headed sometimes.
Lord, Lord. See what I'm saying? See, you were doing good, see?
I said you my neighbor. Hey, when we going to the racetrack, I asked him, do you want to get picked up? Or is he going to pick me up or one of the two? We stay right around the corner from each other, you know?
Yeah, that's why I said we join forces, you know? We need to tone the right.
and that's good though. You got strength in numbers and Smoke doing real good out there. So if you're being around them or associated with them, then you know naturally you're gonna do good also. So I think that's a good thing.
Hey,
Smoke brought up a good idea, man, for us to take back to the racetrack. See if we can get the racetrack to have free entry fee on the shootout. Just collect at the gate and have a free entry fee.
That would be good. I mean,
you was in with the conversation all day when we talked to him.
Yeah, we should. And he was all for it. I mean, it sounds like he want to do whatever he needs to do. You know,
right.
To bring it back like it was. So I think that he would consider that, you know.
Yeah.
I think he would consider that, you know what I mean?
You just got to get back to the races. I mean, we already have event after event after event where we always got to come out there. We already paying. So if you go for $500 to $600, $700 at the gate, I mean, you're going to collect that anyways. Just like I was telling Mr. Tip. Mr. Tip coming to the gate, he got three people in his truck, maybe four. At $15 a head, how much is that? It don't take long to get to $500.
That's right.
And on Runday Sunday, he ain't paying no money. So I'm just doing the simple points that he's taking care of bills. That's it.
Yeah.
If you want people to come out there, you got to want to give back a little bit.
He did volunteer
to double the pot.
He did that.
But you already don't pay the money to get in the gate. If I say Monday, Sunday is what, $14, $15 to get in the racetrack now?
Right.
Well, shit, it already went up from 12. It used to be 12. You already went up. Then, you know, you got to pay for a tech card.
Tech card is
$15? That's another 15. So that's 15. Yeah. And just say three people come with you in a truck. Okay, now Mr. Tip brings two cars.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, he don't make the money. It ain't all about, you know, giving back. I mean, putting money on top of the pot. At the same time,
if people you ain't got to pay for that tech card, then
you bring
I'm gonna bring more cards.
Anyway.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
More cards.
What you think,
Gabe? That sounds good. You know, that sounds good. What y'all say? Everything sounds good.
So you gonna call Smoke out that day or what? I want me to get this thing going. Y'all gonna be the headliners or what?
Well, like I say, right now, I'm just trying to just sit back, just see what y'all going on and stuff like that there and see what plan, what format, you know what I mean? I can't really voice my opinion right now because all I am is a spectator for right now. I feel that'll be good if they do have something like that, I feel more spectators will come out, and you get more people to come out and watch and see side-by-side racing instead of this people just come out there walking around. So it would help in that way. The only way it's going to work, you got to get what Alan and them worried about. They main concern to me as the years I've been around is this, the spectator. That's the money, the spectator stuff. So if you, if you start off getting a lot of spectators in there and stuff like that, I feel they might do a free entry and give somebody. But if you come in there and just try to jump off with it right there, I don't know. You know, as you know, Smoke, you know they main concern when y'all was coming out there, we were paying $20 a head. And,
yeah,
and you jam-packed.
But look how many people jam-packed. I understand that $20 a head. Okay, Gabe, do $20 a head on a Run Day Sunday and let you come on in there. Nah, that's $5 you didn't have to spend for a tech card or $10 for a tech card.
You know the main source I say what should be done? I'm going to tell you the main thing should be done. And I don't care if it go back and say, tell anybody. Call Ball up on the phone and say, I apologize and we went too far. And could we talk and come back to the track? That's what I see need to be done.
Yeah,
and I'm
like
I kind
of agree with that.
Yeah,
just
I think
that's the same.
And I think that, you know, but, you know, I'm hoping that Mr. Tip might be able to fill them shoes, you know.
Yeah, you can, but still at the same time, you can around here locally, but as y'all was saying, you got, you know, right now, you starting off trying to get off the ground, but you got so much years of experience going to Carolina and them guys going to Georgia every week. You know, even though, you know, they'll take their car every week, and that's how you can get all that stuff down this way. You know, as you listen to it, you come to my race, I come to your race. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Stuff like that there, you know, and you know. So, I mean, I'm just being real with you. You asked my question. I'm just being real with you. But,
that's,
you know, we probably could, but right now, what them jokers think about is that spectator money. Like you say, it ain't paying out nothing. You understand what I'm saying? So right now, you got to get the people in there to start doing that.
Right.
You got to get the people in there for them to start doing that. That's just my opinion.
And I think that free entry would draw a lot of calls in.
Could, yeah,
you know,
it'll draw a lot of calls, but
you
got people to come out, that don't come out there and watch it.
Yeah, but if you just throw a small block, 28-inch tire race, free entry fee, $500 to win on a Sunday, how many people got small blocks that are going to come in the grudge, just not all class races, but grudge races with a small block and going to try to win that $500?
That's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
I see it week in, week out.
Y'all on the right path, but the main thing you got to do, you understand what I'm saying? You can have a motor, you can have everything. You don't put no oil in that motor, ain't going to run. You people worried about spectators. You got to do something first to get the people out there. Then once you get the people out there, then you try to, well, you know what, let's do this free entry race because we doing this now. And then that just go, Adam, man, they had a free entry race. The guy was racing. It was side by side. It was a lot of racing going on. That's the first thing. But with them, they worried about getting people in there. That's what I say. You know what I'm saying?
You think a free entry race would get the people in there, though, Gabe? I mean.
Okay. No, I'm saying you're going to get the racers. Right now, you look at the bracket races. You would have 200 bracket cars there. But look up in the stands. Nobody. You understand what I'm saying? So the point is, with those guys out there, Smoke should know what I'm saying. They worried about the fan base, the spectators. That's free to them. If they start making money off that first, then we could probably move on to that. That's the my
point. But Gabe, how you going to get the spectators done when you're not giving no money out or you're not giving nobody nothing to see? I am not taking away from no bracket racers. They're going to do what they want to do. But how many times you going to see them stand still for a bracket race?
Well, I'm just using that as an example. You understand what I'm saying? You were saying about running fringe race.
Yeah,
okay, you could do that. You could have the races there. You understand? This is like a bracket race.
But hold on, Gabe. Hold on. You're a spectator. When you come in that gate, you and Pee-wee, y'all were two spectators, right?
Yeah.
Are you a spectator? That's what we're saying. But when Mr. Tip comes through that gate and he's racing, how many people he bring with him in his truck?
Yeah, I was in my family. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
You bringing your family. That's what I'm saying. It's a difference, Gabe. I went to Donald Long race. I can tell you an exact dollar how much money I spent going up the Donald race.
Yeah.
And it was three of us in the truck. Just for us to get in the racetrack from Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That was $400,
Gabe.
That was $400. Yeah. That's with the car. That's with us getting in and everything for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
But you turn around. Donald got sponsored.
Yeah, he got sponsored. Yeah.
But you get a $100 sponsor here, $200 sponsor, $100 sponsor here, and we put all that money in the pot every month and have free entry fee, such and such, you know, 28-inch small box tire class, $500, $600, $700, or you change it up, $650, you know, or whatever. If y'all want to keep it $650, you got to keep it one, you know.
Like I say, yeah, you just tip bring three people. Me and Pee, we come out there. We like race. We that's what we like. That's what we do. We thoroughbred racers. You know, he bring his family out there. You understand what I'm saying? But the point I'm saying is, and y'all see what I'm saying, I guess people look for the way they are, Mr. Allen and Todd is, they like their money up front. Up front money. You know what I'm saying? They like that. They like to see them people coming there and pay $15. And then they see that coming on. Then they might try to move something.
But you know, Gabe, it's like that race they have this weekend, that Nitro Jam. That race right there in the U.S. Street Nationals is probably going to make enough money to pay that track all year. So our local races, when we come in on Sundays for Run Day Sunday, you know, they can get up on that too. Have to get some back. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
It's free money, Gabe. They're not paying out.
Okay.
They're not paying nothing. If me, you, and Mr. Tip get on off the line and we call each other and talk to each other, I'll explain to you the whole situation. But if I go any farther, you know what I'm saying?
Me and you already talked about that. You already told the whole thing. I'm tiptoeing around, you know, because we still got to go in. I'm tiptoeing around. Just like you tiptoeing around. But I'm saying, but the main aspect of, you know what I'm saying, them people want them spectators in there before they'll make any type of thing.
How the only way you're going to get spectators, Gabe? They ain't bringing a whole bunch of spectators. They bringing spectators. We always going to have a spectator. But to bring enough spectators, you got to give back or have something somebody wanted to see.
Then
another thing about it, when do they advertise anything out there to bring them?
Right.
Man, you look at the Natural Jam. That's what I'm saying, Tip. You got to get the people there. That's the now. You see what I'm saying?
For us promoting, I can do a lot of that. I mean,
you're gonna do that, Mr. Tip. You gonna promote yourself to death. But
right,
yeah. They racetrack at the end of the day. What is they gonna have to do?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the understanding got to come in at.
He did say he was talking to me and Tony the other day, and somebody else was with him. He did say though he was advertised, you know. With the Run Day Sunday advertisement, if we decide to do something like that.
Now you talking. One hand got to have the other hand. Now you talking. Nobody ain't saying nothing about that. We just saying about it. Now you talk. Now you get there, you say free entry, blah, 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 and you advertise it first. You put it out there now. Oh, they were free side-by-side racing. Just like they doing that Nitro Jam. My little boy is 8 years old. He live with his mama. He has to hear. You know, he called, hey, Dad, I'm going to the racetrack this week with you. He already, because he, you know what I'm saying, he's seeing on TV, this plan is over and over. So I know my dad is finna go. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So one
right.
thing, hand in hand, you gotta get that out there so them fans can come out there. That's
but
what I'm
saying.
But
what they coming to see, though? What they coming to see, Dave? Something
well,
exciting. Something
that's
exciting.
That's where you go with the 580. You know, you for the
yeah.
racing. Yeah, spectator was side-by-side racing. 580, no time. You understand what I'm saying? Boom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big-time
yeah.
grub racing, you know. That when you go mm-hmm. with that, boom. So that will, you got to do it like that. Both things got to be hand-in-hand.
Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, you got to
yeah.
understand the first one is only going to make the second one better. I mean, I can understand
it,
you know.
That's
what I
mean. It.
But you got to start somewhere. And I
was
glad.
You got to start somewhere.
You know, Run Day Sunday is what, once a month?
Just
that's how it is now, right? Yeah,
yeah,
we can do it once
I
a month or every other
even,
Run Day Sunday.
So, like they're going to start racing out there, Mr. Tip. Is he going to give you Saturday night, Saturday, you know, night time or whatever, or Sunday?
Yeah.
Who the hell, who all jokes aside, who want to come out there in that blaze during the summertime on a Sunday? I mean, that's
so
some
think,
of it.
You think Saturday night would be a better thing to do it?
That's some of it, Mr. Till. I ain't saying it all, but
right.
Saturday night is a little more money because you got the lights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It worked hand in hand, you know. I understand where the track
yeah.
comes from, too. I'm not taking nothing away from the track, but you got to look at it. I mean, can he switch it up? But it's all about advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it on what day. What day he gonna have it during the summer months? You know.
Yeah,
a real
racer.
Real racer, they don't want to come out.
And then, but mostly now, I'm saying from the track aspect, what they usually do in July, they'll shut down for that whole month. But they'll run up. You know what I'm saying?
They'll open up for Run Day Sunday.
Yeah, they'll open up for that. You know what I'm saying? But they usually
well,
shut down
up,
and the raises.
But why they opening up,
dude? Because at the same time,
but
it's
why
free
they
money.
Opening up? It's free money.
Yeah, so that's why they advertise. That's probably where they'll try to schedule you off at, right in that July time. And it'd be blazing hot. But at the same time, you might can get a Saturday if it don't rain or rain out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From the start.
Yeah.
So it's a little footwork.
It's a little footwork. I'm glad we talked about it because Smoke definitely gave me a good idea there, and so that you gave. I mean, you know, he's all for it now because he was talking to me all day, man, because he told me Saturday. He said, get back with me today, you know, and we can talk about this a little, but there was so much going on there with the Heads Up Madness and stuff. I know he had time, to do it. And so, but, you know, he really wants to do it because he's kind of trying to, he's kind of trying to figure out what he can do, and he don't know what to do. I tell you, that's what I was getting from him. You know,
he had the right. He said the right thing, but when you got two people in this class, and that just ain't gonna work, Jay. What you said the one time?
Uh-huh.
You're going to get all of Florida. You can throw it in the hill and down, you know. I mean, it's just what it is, you know. You got to give back. Because
yeah.
I'm going to tell you this here. 632, they pay back all the way to the 16 car first round.
They do?
But they did this week. But we took a hit. Like the first place person got, what, I think 1,300, 1,400, maybe 1,500, I think. Second place, they cut our pot from, they say 1,500, over $1,000 for 500, but they paid all the way back.
So the 16th car got money, too?
The 16th car got money, too. I think everybody got their money back, their interest fee back, which was $100 or whatever. But normally, it used to be $100 at the gate for the driver. You know what I'm saying? You was looking at 120. Now you looking at 140.
Right. Oh, okay.
You paid
so
$12.
So if you do the math, it's still, I got you.
You understand what I'm saying? You paid your 20 to get in. Then you had to buy your tech card to use the driver. So you still ended up with a $120 bill, which we normally pay $150 and ran for the big money. So you do the math. I ain't the smartest champ in the world, but god damn.
So what you think, Tony? Chime in here.
Well, I'm just listening. I mean, it's, I'm hearing a lot of good stuff. I can see what Gabe's saying. I can understand the fans, them wanting the fans to come. But at the same time, I can understand what Smoke's saying, because the fans ain't coming unless they got something to come see.
Yeah.
So that's where the advertising come in at, you know, because if you advertise this stuff, free entry fee or whatever, and then the people with the cars see this, okay, we're going to get around. Okay, we're going to run this family, because I'm going to tell you the truth. What be going on is, okay, people thinking, okay, are we going to go to Bradenton or are we going to go to Orlando this time? You know, and a lot lately, a lot of people been saying, okay, we're going to Orlando because Bradenton don't never be botnet. But if you got that advertising going out there, and the word's going around, and these drivers are like, oh, I'm going to Bradenton this weekend, and people start to hear that, then that tide will shift. And, you know, because first of all, people in this area would rather go to Bradenton.
Yeah,
but nobody
wants
to go to Bradenton just to watch a couple of neons run down the track and stuff like that.
I
mean,
I got right now. I work with 100 men, and every day they ask me, man, what are they having out there? What are they having out there? I said, well, they having this and that and that. They ain't had no, what's it called? I said, well, no, they ain't no big races going on. Dang, man. Boy, I sure know which one that, you know, they never bought. I mean, with the ball they had, that's all they talk about. Every day I come to work, they ask me what's going on. So, like you say, they advertise it. They do that stuff. It'll be some side-by-side racing. They can come and bet their money on the side. Give me that car. It'll work. You understand what I'm saying? They, like you said, they want this local area. People want to come to the track. But at the same time, they got to know what's going on, some side-by-side, how you present it, and the cars you're going to bring out there. You know, that's how it got to be.
Yeah, it's no promoting. Even if you were saying, I don't business on racing, Mr. Tip. They ran 6-0 and 7-0. Nah. They might not pay back in Oyster Day. They might, well, I think they paid $1,000, maybe a little more than that. But 6-0, 7-0, that was all day long. Who don't want to see heads up 6-0 or 7-0 and be done?
Yep. And then turn the clocks off. That is making you know what I'm saying?
It goes so fast. The clock's off, best man get down to the other end and hit the strike.
That's the suspense of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they go, the clock's off is the whole, that's the whole thing of it, the whole deal. That makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
Now, that's a thought, Miss Tip, to add 7-0, you know, because we already talked about the 6-0. You got a couple of class, you know, you got a bunch of 7-0 and 6-0
class. That's a come on down, you know. That's just like what I tell you. Y'all get a couple of sponsors to throw in $100 per class or whatever. You know, not a part. You know, we ain't hitting the track that hard. You know, but if he can't afford to give away $1,000, I ain't the greediest person in the world. But I know we do. You know, the ball and do run their Sunday over there in Orlando. Troy won the free money. Troy had no entry fee. It was no entry fee. And he won the class, you know?
Right.
That was anybody's back half race here coming up. They have it over there. I'll probably win that money there. Over there in Orlando. I don't care who what cop
you are. You're going to win. I know you're going to be there. Right there with me.
You know, here, tooting their own horn on here. I just listen. I ain't say nothing.
I didn't say I was too my own horn, but I bet I come in there with guns blazing.
That doggone it. You over here rewind the tape back over and over and over and put it on the TV with your little flame hanging out. I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell it all. Until we looked at that thing about 15 times.
Hold on. But who house was that?
You was at my house. You had me
doing
it.
Okay,
put a gun in my hand. Hey, rewind it back. Rewind it back, man.
Mr. Tilt, how can I make a man do anything?
He put the gun to my head. Man, rewind it back, man. Rewind it back, man. I had to look at that thing about 40 times.
Yeah, you were already looking at it like, this is what I got to do to get on top.
I had to hear all that stuff, Mr. Tilt. I ain't say that.
So, Gabe, I put that video up. He made you watch it 40 times.
He put the gun in my head, man. Yeah.
Well, you know, I appreciate it, man. I tell you what, y'all, next time y'all see my wife at the track, man, y'all get a chance. Y'all make sure y'all tell her that, because she video all that all stuff, right, man. She does
all of that,
man.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate it, because I don't have really time to do it. I was thinking about asking somebody, just buy me another video camera, just give it to somebody, just let them do it, you know, during the day, and I'll pick it up later on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She does it all, man.
The first thing he was talking about, Gabe was talking about to my son, man, I seen them flames over there waving at me. Bye-bye. That's what the first thing he was thinking about.
Yeah, you know what I said. Yeah, it was all good. It was a good race, you know what I'm saying? I enjoyed myself real good.
Shut up, man. I ain't never seen my lineup, man. Got bad. Couldn't even line me up. Ain't that so?
I thought we was on the team. Well, you know, I was on that green room, crazy. I couldn't hear y'all earlier. You know what I'm saying? You hear y'all. I was on that green room, crazy. So I couldn't do that.
I saw you over there. Hey, I said, look at him. He's got his grill up and everything over. He ain't doing nothing today but watching racing today.
Yeah, that's all I did. Well, I had that great folk came right there. And he had that red cup. He said, well, you ain't no good to me right now. I said, all right. I went on turn tail and went on back on that pool.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that for him. Yeah, but they're picking at me, man. Right now they come in my house, man. My house look like a shawl, man. They picking at me. I got bumps over here, cranks over here. Ties, smoke until you pick at me, man. Tell me, goddamn, man, you holler like a goddamn shark, man. Pick at me, man. Open the door up, I got the block sitting right behind the door and everything. Well, they picking at me bad. I got to do something.
Well, sounds like you got it all there. Just got to get it together.
Yeah, I just got to start putting everything. It's like a man lifting weights, you know. You got to start, get your legs right, and then you go work on your arms, then you work on your chest and everything like that. So I'm building this nice quarter horse. So I want to make sure everything, I want to have big arms or up top and have little legs, you know what I'm saying? I want everything to equal out.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't feel bad, man. You got all them parts. That just means you serious about what you're doing, man. That's all that is. I mean, if you go to somebody's house who ride horses, they're probably gonna have jockey uniforms hanging up. So you raise cars, you might have a tie in the living room or something. That's how it look, man.
I got tied. Smoke a tape, brand new sleek. Sit right over there with my dining room table at with BP fuel and gasket. Boy, they pick at me hard when they come in here, boy. I got a doggone cheap gutter intake right in the middle of the front room floor, right by the TV.
Hey,
you can tell
I
ain't
married. One thing you ain't
got to worry
about.
You can tell I ain't married, boy. You can tell I'm a bachelor. One word done told me to get this mess out of here, boy.
Hey, one thing you ain't got to worry about is where it's at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know right where it's at. So, hey, I ain't mad at you, man.
Yeah.
My wife done got on me many times. I have a parts all over the place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that ain't nothing bad.
Yeah, yeah. But just like I say, Tim, I hope you try to get that going. It'd be nice to have Braden and Bite, you know, sort of like that. You know what I mean? It'll be real good, you know, and I think you can. Just got to just, you know, keep talking to them. And like you say, you can do the advertisement and stuff like that there. And, you know, it's a lot of calls up. Y'all, they was telling me there's a lot of back half calls up. Y'all wait, like Troy and Billy Donald and all them guys there, they getting all their cars going now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They supposed to race 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, they supposed to race
on the next Monday, Sunday.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? So, you see what I'm saying? Like that right there. Now, they told me, Mook them told me that. Oh, that's, oh, yeah. So, I'm going to make sure I come out there to watch them die race. This, like I told you, must bike, stuff like that there gets it where people want to come out there. You understand what I'm saying?
But
if they would tell the track that, you know, they might could put that on the Facebook page or something, you know, that
yeah,
these guys
yeah, but,
don't race.
Yeah, but why, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Till is back again. They got to advertise what's going on out there first. They can't just call them and say this. You know, they're going to leave it up to you. Normally, we just to call around, we know who's coming, everybody coming out to the track, but it ain't left up to the people.
Yeah. You know, like right now,
just say if they say they locked in a grudge race, say they were going to lock in. Well, throw $200-$300 in the boys' pot and send them on down the road, you know? Hey, man, I'm going to throw $300 on top of y'all pot to help y'all out, you know? I'm glad y'all put on the show.
Mm-hmm. See, like right there, they told me that.
All your money in your pocket.
Yeah, you know, they done locked in. They pulled the ring. I had them jokers on the show. Oh, you know, I'd have heard that. I'd have been like, I'm ready to go out there and see what they gonna do. You know what I'm saying? That's too.
I said that's what
you gotta do.
Yeah, I might be able to get them on a radio show there. Get with Mook. You know, I was thinking they're going to want to have a rematch. Whichever one lose, they're going to want to have a rematch. And I was thinking that's when we started to do our thing, you know what I mean? Have a shootout in the next one, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. The loser might not want a rematch this time, Tip. The loser might have to take that supercharge off his car and do something different.
Man, Billy gonna whoop that man. Hang that man. Man, Billy gonna whoop that man ass once again.
Y'all got another back half car too. So, but they were telling me up there. What I can't remember the name they said. They say he got another one up there too. Supposed to be racing a lot different race two.
Yeah,
I heard.
Yeah, but see, Tony, see, Smoke already said he wanted to lose, so there's another race right there.
Smoke gonna go ride with Billy, so you know I'll let Smoke ride on that sinking ship.
I take any one of them, you know, I'll put it that way. But you know they're gonna run. That's the way I see it.
Hey, but I tell you what for real. Everybody that has heard about this race, I can tell you at least 10 people I know that say they going. Just because.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm. So,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you could use that tip, man. And it take people to start talking about it and then people start doing something about it because for a long time, everybody been wanting Runday Sunday to come back. But ain't nobody been doing nothing about it. You know, they just been saying, oh,
hey,
Monday, Sunday ain't the same. But
start,
now it's
the
time
from the top.
To do something about it.
It started from the top, though.
Yeah, started
start
the track.
At the bottom.
It started his track.
But see, I'd much rather go to Brady.
And see, now y'all talking now. Y'all don't have to miss a tip on out here. So who, which one of y'all going to step up and help me? See? That's the next thing.
Well, Tip, you know, I've been there since the start, so I ain't going nowhere. You know, I'm going to help you do whatever, you know. But we just got to come up with a plan when we go to him. We got to come up with some type of, like, that's good information with Gabe and Smoke Gabe. You know, it's good information, so we could, with that being said, you know, we could come up with something and
yeah,
go to the man.
If y'all want to know anything about Thorny Racers, that's all you have to do. My phone number, just pick it up and call him.
Hey, guys. I want y'all to check this out. 9585. Your mic's
we got.
Go ahead.
We done beat Richard now. I don't know why you calling here talking about why we don't run Richard. We done beat Richard. My brother done beat Richard already. I don't know why you calling here with that. Don't call here with that. I'm sick of you, man. Hey, don't call my house phone with that foolishness no more. I'm on the show. I'm trying to talk on this show, and don't call here with that foolishness no more. I don't need you to call here with that foolishness. Yeah, you do that. Okay, then. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you later.
Hey, Brad, man. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing, sir?
How you doing, sir? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
No, you ain't no problem. No. Everybody heard everything you said.
Oh, man. Come on, Chip. Good Lord. How's everybody doing? I apologize. I just had another line available. I was taking care of some business.
What are you crazy? How you doing, man? How you doing?
Oh, just hanging in there, trying to get on back in here so I can listen to that old Rodney 632 Campbell do a little talk in here. Is he gone yet?
Oh, No, he's still on here.
He's still on here. We got 7 minutes. Go ahead.
Oh, how you doing, Mr. Rodney 632 Campbell?
Oh, my. I ain't doing too bad.
That's great. All righty. Man, I'd get home and holler at you, and you know what I mean? Hear you on this Thursday night thunder with Mr. Tip.
Trying to get some things going.
Hey, Tip.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tip. Hey, I got Troy Walker on the line.
Well,
Troy
put
Walker
him through.
Supposed to be racing Billy Donaldson.
Put him through.
Yeah, he on. He can hear you.
What's going on, Mr. Tip?
Hey, Troy, how you doing, man?
Nah, I'm doing good.
Man, somebody on here say Billy going to carry you, man, on Monday, Sunday. Now, I don't know about that, man.
I don't know about that either, man. Billy been running for me about 7 years. I finally got a hold of him.
Man. You were running for Billy the first 7 years.
How I was running from Billy? I used to beat to the track way
on Billy
every
Don't get too loud now, Troy.
Ain't nobody getting loud. I can put my DP up and I can
take over Billy's spot if I can.
Hey, everybody gonna be there Monday, Sunday. So if you can fit in when you fit in, it's up to you.
Woo! There you go.
Hey, asking for no problems. You putting the problems out there. You don't even own a car.
You don't even own a car.
You don't. But well, that's
don't
no
car.
First, you got to
have
a car.
You don't own a car.
Mr. Troy, don't do
him
like that.
It don't make a difference what car I own or not own. I can still get to the racetrack.
Smoke, who is that Smoke?
Let me lock him in, Smoke. Man, look here. The same car I race every weekend and week out.
But that's what I'm saying. You just a driver. It ain't your car.
I can go get it and bring it to the racetrack whenever I want to.
But,
so what you want to do?
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Everybody can go. I can go get other cars, too.
But I ain't going to get no other car. Mr. How many times y'all don't see me in this car? I've been driving the car
every
for 3 years.
How you doing?
So if I bring a car, you gonna run that one?
You can bring whatever.
You talking about bring a car?
I said the one car I'm driving. One car I'm gonna bring.
I know you can't outrun the other car. I'm gonna put a stop to all that. You out my league.
Now you've been saying
both
this
cars,
20 years.
Both cars out my league. Both cars. We'll put a stop to that right there. Both cars out my league.
I'm going back to
music. Somebody get Bill on his phone. This man talking like that. Where's Bill at?
I don't got Billy's number.
Ain't nobody got Billy's number.
Let me try to get Bill on here. I'm sick of this, right? This man get on here and talk like that because he thinks Bill won't get on.
Man,
you hold
Billy
on.
Gonna whoop this man. Billy gonna put the huff on him.
Whatever. I mean, but here go the whole thing. I tried to lock the race in for the next month after that, which has been 7 years ago, been chasing Billy for 7 years. I locked the money in. How's a man gonna race somebody but somebody else gotta lock his money in? Answer that
well. Hit that man with a DP, man.
Billy say he ready. Billy say he ready. I've been for 7 years ready to lock my money in the race. Matter of fact, I'm ready to race right now. We can run this weekend. We ain't got to wait all the way to the 27th. That's what I keep telling everybody. Why is we waiting to the 27th? I'm ready to go right now. They running this weekend.
Listen, sir. Let me ask you something. So could I ask you this?
Yep.
You got a bike half car, right?
Yeah.
Are you looking for some action this weekend?
I'm trying to get. I got a race. I got buddy locked down on a race. I can't do nothing until I get this race locked down because if something
happens
to my
car,
I can't pay the fuck out money.
Okay. I'll go say I got to convince the head back half if you want to do something, but I understand that.
Right now, I got to get this race out of my way. Once I get this race out of my way, then I worry about all the other stuff. All that other stuff don't really matter to me right now. I got one race, you know, I'm trying to get out of my way.
Yeah, I want to see the race. I want to see it, too. I want to see that race.
I want to see the race, too.
I have a question for you, sir. If it took 7 years to get this race going, and God forbid that you come out on the losing end, is it going to take 7 more years for a rematch?
Who won the last race? Who won the last race?
Billy won. Billy won and said if he'd have had his 3-torque converter bolts a little bit tighter, he'd have dropped me a little bit further. The man took the whole day off with everybody stopped. I'm quoting what he said. He said if his torque converter bolts would have been tight, he'd have dropped me a little further.
Oh.
That's what the man said.
And that stuck with you for 7 years.
No, that ain't stuck with me for 7 years. It just tripped me out that a man said if his torque converter bolts would have been tight, he'd have dropped me a little bit farther. But everybody know once that torque converter in that flywheel lock up, it's locked up. It just tripped me out just because a man beat me. Who am I? Just because he beat me, who am I? The man took the whole day off from work to go from shop to shop to tell everybody he beat me. But
go ahead,
like
Gabe.
Smoke said,
go
who
ahead,
am
Gabe.
I?
Well, I want to see the race. That's what I want to do. How do you feel about it, sir? You feel like you go gaffing?
Charlotte Wilson on it.
You going to put the new Charlotte or old Charlotte on him?
I'm going to put the old Charlotte on him with the Jericho.
Because you sound like the new Charlotte. You sound like you going to need magic to do something for real.
No, I don't need no magic. I mean,
it is what
it is.
You need to ask how many times they done ran each other.
How many times y'all ran?
We ain't ran but one time.
Okay.
Out of goddamn 14 years, they ain't ran but one time.
And it ain't. You trying to say I'm scared to race Billy. That's what everybody says.
I ain't saying you were scared to run Billy. I know one time your car wasn't right. I know damn well you weren't supposed to go out there then. I ain't a fool. And then next time Billy's car wasn't right.
Hey, guys. I hate to break in here. I appreciate y'all calling in. Smoke, I appreciate you coming on. It was a great interview, and God bless all your callers. I'm down to about 10 seconds, and I hate to shut this thing off. Maybe we can still keep talking. I'm going to keep talking. Y'all go ahead. I am in the episode, so go ahead. Keep talking.
Well, look, you got to get Troy on. You got to get Troy on here next week.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
You need to get Billy to the track. That's what we need.
They say Billy crunk up over there. That's what the man reported to me Saturday. I heard that Billy fired up, was already running.
Ooh.
I heard Billy was supposed to already be running and ready to go from what I heard.
That's what I heard. That's exactly what I heard now. I know he was fired up and running.
Fired up and ready to go. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. So, Troy, you done made a test pass of yours yet?
Yeah. I'm going to test it again before we run, though. Make sure. So I don't need no hiccups.
Where you going to test that?
What do you think? We got sunshine.
Man,
hold on. Shit.
I want to see the car.
Man, you don't see that
man.
You
remember the black car in there? Super special about it?
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since I saw it.
In the same way, it ain't been doing nothing but sitting up. I ain't got no money like everybody else. I can't be running every week. I'm my own person. And I ain't got no money
like
that.
I'm saying with me, sir. I ain't man on that.
Yep. So, you know, I get out there when I can get out there. But my family come first.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen on that.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen on that, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I agree to the utmost.
Yeah.
It's all fun, though.
Yeah,
yep,
it's all
that's
fun.
It's all fun and games.
Yep.
Everybody going to talk to us. I don't hope nobody don't take it personal. Everybody talking to everybody. That's the whole thing in racing. If you can't talk to nobody, and then shake it off at the end of the day, ain't no sense in racing.
Troy, it's so good to have you on the show, man. You think I can get you and him back on the show one night before the race, and we can talk about this thing?
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to plan that. I get you a message, and I get it out. We're going to have both of y'all on the show, and we're going to break this thing down. Get this thing all pumped up for the race on the 27th.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, guys, I appreciate y'all calling in, but I'm at the end of my episode. Big ups to you, Smoke, taking your time out. So with that being said, all y'all have a blessed night, and this is going to be Mr. Tip Radio Show, and we're going to be out of here.
All right, dude, I got y'all.
Thursday Night Thunder.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.